the message that Jesus Christ, by not responding to that statement, the message coming off the cross was one of no compromise. Jesus Christ would not compromise that which his Father called him to do, and he stayed on the cross until death so that we could be saved. Jesus Christ lived a life of no compromise. Paul lived a life of no compromise. And Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego lived lives of no compromise. And God calls us to live a life of no compromise as well. We need to get the message out to these people in our community that don't know Jesus. They're not going to come here. A lot of nice people come and visit us here. But when you look at the kids that are walking the streets of Bremerton, when you look at those kids, they're not going to come here. We've got to go and get the gospel message to them. The church has to move into the invade mode. We've got to stop hanging back. We've got to stop retreating. We've got to penetrate the society, Satan's kingdom, with the gospel message. But the only way we're going to ever be able to do it effectively is if when we go into Satan's backyard, we refuse to compromise and we refuse to bow to the idols that this world has set up. Let's close with a word of prayer. Father, in Jesus' precious name, we just pray, Lord, that you would strengthen us through the indwelling Holy Spirit, that you would empower us and cause us to be all that you called us to be, so that we could not compromise our faith and not bow before the many idols that this world flaunts before our eyes. Lord, I just pray that each and every person here would make that choice to serve you and to serve you only. Lord, I pray that we might minister to our community, that we would go where they're at and get the gospel message to them, but that we would do it in such a way that we would not compromise our faith, but that we would represent Jesus Christ in a worthy manner. Lord, I pray if there's anyone here that's never asked you to be their Savior, that they would repeat these words after me, and that the rest of us would also repeat these words just to recommit our lives to you and just to acknowledge the fact that we do already believe. Lord, I know that I am a sinner and that I cannot save myself. But I know that your Son became a man and died on the cross for my sins. I now ask him to save me and to forgive me. And I ask Jesus to lead me throughout my life so that I would live a life totally devoted to him. In Jesus' name, amen.